We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, kind-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Wecam cable network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe cable TV. Yongjia Le cable TV on Global View cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, European Union partners with Uganda for ongoing development. In animal news, a dog and an orangutan become the best of friends. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 24th, one of Latin America's most distinguished artists, Mr. Rufino Tamayo, is remembered. Born in Oaxaca, Mexico, on August 26, 1899, Mr. Tamayo passed away on this date in 1991. During his seven-decade career, he was considered one of Mexico's greatest living painters and an international modern art master. Mr. Tamayo was a Zapotec Indian and saw painting as a spiritual activity. Besides canvas and paper, Mr. Tamayo painted many murals that can be seen in universities, libraries, and museums around the world. Among his accolades are his being made a Chevalier of the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, in 1957. In addition, he was elected an honorary member of the American Academy and National Institutes of Arts and Letters in 1961. May future generations continue to be inspired by the brilliant creations of outstanding artists like Mr. Rufino Tamayo.
Lion News. Earthquakes in Indonesia and Greece. A strong 6.0 magnitude quake shook the town of Bintuan in Indonesia's Sumatra Island last Saturday afternoon. Near Samos Island in Greece, tremors measuring 5.9 and 4.8 on the Richter scale were felt on two consecutive days. Fortunately, no damages, injuries or tsunami warnings were reported for any of these events. We are grateful for everyone's safety and at the same time pray that such disturbances will lessen through our more considerate actions toward the planet.
China and Formosa, or Taiwan, drenched by Tropical Storm Lin Fa. On Sunday evening, Tropical Storm Lin Fa struck Formosa before moving on to impact China's east coast. At least two people perished, with several injured, as rain inundated the southern part of the island, as well as China's Fujian province. An oil tanker was also stranded on the rocks off the coast, with nine crew members who were safely rescued by the Coast Guard.
In Fujian province, some 130,000 were forced to evacuate, with several people injured as 100 homes were destroyed along with more than 32,000 hectares of cropland. The storm also felled trees and damaged power lines, causing nearly 3,000 households to lose electricity. Soldiers were dispatched to help rescue trapped residents. Our gratitude, Chinese Coast Guard and other personnel, for your prompt, life-saving intervention. Our sympathies go to those who have suffered loss of a loved one, as we pray for the protection and restored stability of the storm afflicted. Let us act with ever greater kindness to help ease calamities such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu costs building globally. US-based Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson recently informed shareholders and the US Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, that swine flu is likely to reduce the company's revenues by $250 million during 2009, as flights into Mexico and Latin America remain diminished.
Cruise lines and tourism businesses are also afflicted. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, based in Florida, USA, announced that the swine flu has already cost the company $47 million in net income. Local and regional governments are also paying millions of US dollars to cover the various costs of antiviral medicine.
In the United Kingdom, think tank Oxford Economics predicts nationwide economic losses from the impact of the swine flu of nearly $70 billion. The UK Department of Health has stated that up to half the country's population of nearly 61 million could be affected by the swine flu.
Much more costly, however, is the loss or the suffering of a loved one. More than 52,100 people have been stricken by illness in confirmed cases alone, with over 230 fatalities in 96 countries, as people in Latvia and Montenegro also become afflicted with the swine flu. Following the first fatality in Australia last Friday, a Philippine woman with the swine flu succumbed to its grip on Monday as the first loss of life in Asia.
Our appreciation, all governments, for your efforts to safeguard the lives and well-being of citizens, as we pray meanwhile for the afflicted victims and the untold losses to family members. May the day come soon that fatal animal-originated diseases such as these no longer exist, as society turns more and more to the life-saving and immunity-boosting organic vegan diet.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
A new method to control malaria. Researchers at the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, have been developing a technique to safely sterilize male mosquitoes as a way to reduce malaria without the use of harmful pesticides. This method, which preserves the life of existing mosquitoes but prevents fertilization of a next generation of eggs, has the potential of saving up to 1 million human lives each year that are currently lost to the disease. Many thanks, International Atomic Energy Agency, for your efforts to reduce the spread of malaria in such a considerate manner for all beings. We look forward to seeing the manifold benefit of such a humane development as this.
Quiet Hero offers steady hand to save lives. Briton Richard Greensmith came to the aid of a family in distress when he jumped from a 10-foot wall in County Durham, UK, to reach a stranded car in a flash flood and pulled a family from their sinking car to safety. Mr. Paul Dagnan and his three children were on their way home after a torrential downpour in the area when they drove into what they thought to be a puddle. Instead, they were halted by deepening waters which poured in and flooded the car. Arriving just as 14-year-old Christopher had climbed out to call for help, Mr. Greensmith assisted Mr. Dagnan and his two younger children to safety, away from the car which minutes later disappeared underwater. Mr. Greensmith later recalled, "I didn't think about it until I got back in my van that I can't swim, but it wouldn't have stopped me. I am very happy they are all safe. I would do the same again." Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Mr. Greensmith's caring heart and courageous deed with a Shining World Hero Award. A big hero salute, Mr. Richard Greensmith, for your quick and selfless bravery in saving the lives of Mr. Dagnan and his precious children. May your life be ever graced with the goodness you bestow upon others.
2009 Prince of Asturias Awards to Mobile Phones and Email Creators. This year's Prince of Asturias Award for Technical or Scientific Research was presented to Americans Martin Cooper and Raymond S. Tomlinson. Mr. Cooper has been credited with developing the first mobile telephone in 1973 while he was working for Motorola, while Mr. Tomlinson is considered the father of email from a script he wrote in 1971 that facilitated communication between two computers. The two awardees will receive €50,000 and a special sculpture designed by the late Spanish-Catalan artist Juan Miró. The Prince of Asturias Award is named after the Crown Prince of Spain and honors those who have made great strides in benefiting humanity through their research in science or technology. We join in applause for your remarkable accomplishments, Messrs. Cooper and Tomlinson. Heaven bless you for the work you do in bringing closer communication to all in our world.
Save our planet. Storm-damaged embankments create Sundarban climate refugees. When Cyclone Ayla struck southern Bangladesh and West Bengal, India on May 25th, over 100,000 people in the agriculture-rich delta region of the Sundarbans were forced to flee as the ocean waves washed away 400 kilometres of protective embankments, flooding crops and homes with salt water from the sea. On the southernmost island of Musuni, work conducted by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, to safeguard residents was entirely washed away.
The resulting salinity from the intruding ocean waters has destroyed countless hectares of farmland, with an impact that is considered huge, since contaminated areas recover only after the salinity levels have been reduced for at least 3 to 5 years. Hearing of such tragedy, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association's relief team to please go see and offer some aid if needed. Conveying her love and prayers, she pledged $20,000 in assistance, an amount that would purchase the equivalent of $336,000 in goods obtained in the United States based on India's cost of living.
We shed tears to know of the situation facing the people of the Sundarbans and are sincerely thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent care of all those in need. Our prayers for their protection as they work to restore their meaningful daily lives. Let us all heed the call of these growing disasters and lead more caring lifestyles to help restore the Earth's balance.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is known to personally offer her loving support to refugees around the world. In a December 2008 international gathering, she cited similar catastrophes occurring on islands around the globe as well as the most effective way to address them.
就水涨到一米两米多，就你房子就不见了，很多那些倒了就被沉在水里面。如果没人管了，我总的没有法律说OK，你的岛沉下来就你的岛那没了，没有这种规矩，只好走到另外一个岛去这样子。不过规矩就空手的，什么都没有啊。还有一些地方就是地太浅，你不能跟了，然后政府就要用水啊把它洗啊什么的，然后才能耕种了。
Save Our Planet. A plant-based diet heralds a brighter world. Increasingly, the world's public, media and government are supporting the life-promoting and wholesome plant-based lifestyle. As highlighted by US Congressman and vegan Dennis J. Kucinich, being veg is the prime decision to a better life.
What does it mean to be a vegan? For me, it's been one of the most important decisions in my life. It's enabled me to have increased clarity and vitality, and it's given me a joy of life.
Bob Linden, the celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio, recently launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day on June 21st, with a festival that included the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World conference. The Los Angeles-based television station KTLA reported on this special event in their evening news. Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited as the guest of honor, and although her busy schedule did not permit her to personally attend, she graciously shared her insights about society's advancement toward ideal moral values through an inspirational video message.
There was a time when humans killed other humans even just to eat. Now, doing so is a crime. We call it murder. People killing people, the most heinous crime of all crimes. Today, people kill animals to eat. But now, humanity is being called to an even more elevated and compassionate moral level of conduct. A future day is dawning where killing animals too shall be called a crime.
Distinguished guests also had some questions about veganism for Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose responses were delivered by representatives of our association.
World peace starts with ourselves. We must first cultivate ourselves, then take care of our family, then we can govern our country and pacify the world. And the lifestyle of a vegan diet is most peaceful.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's elevating remarks resonated with many conference participants.
I think what Master had to say was critically important because she not only touched on the importance of global warming, but on all the other areas of alcohol consumption and drugs and all of those things that are really killing people.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for being a leader, a spiritual leader, and then she actually has a vision for everybody to being living a peaceful life on this earth.
We also convey our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her illuminating encouragement for all to take the life-saving action of being veg. We can't wait to see the day when all life flourishes in a carefree Eden on earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles on Words of Wisdom.
Save Our Planet. China's Kokshul National Nature Reserve sets up protected birthing areas on the Qinghai Tibet Plateau region where Tibetan antelopes migrate many miles to deliver their young.
Save Our Planet. Australia's architect James Stockwell is awarded the New South Wales Blackett Prize for his design of a modern self-sufficient home built for extreme weather conditions that is heated through a solar energy-powered hydraulic stove.
Save Our Planet. US Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announces that $80 million is being allocated to develop the next generation of electricity transmission networks in the western United States, promoting the development of solar, wind and geothermal power.
Save Our Planet. US Secretary General Ban Ki-moon forms a diverse and talented climate change advisory group that includes such entrepreneur humanitarians as Mexico's Carlos Slim, India's Ratan Tata, and others who are being asked to help facilitate the successor to the Kyoto Protocol.
Our common efforts to promote peace.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon makes an express call to stop the violence in Iran's recent unrest and encourages relations of peace.
US President Barack Obama, affirming his respect for Iran's sovereignty, strongly urges a stop to the violence and a return to the dignified calm of the Iranian people.
European Union leaders, including French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, call for the immediate end of violence in recent demonstrations.
As current European Union President, the Czech Republic requests all member states to contact Iranian ministry heads in Europe and express their strong aversion to the post-election violence, calling for immediately restored diplomacy and dialogue.
Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her concern over the recent tragic events in Iran, saying that they have been sorrowing her from the start. save our planet. A plant-based diet heralds a brighter world. Increasingly, the world's public, media, and government are supporting the life-promoting and wholesome plant-based lifestyle. As highlighted by US Congressman and vegan Dennis J. Kucinich, being veg is the prime decision to a better life.
What does it mean to be a vegan? For me, it's been one of the most important decisions in my life. It's enabled me to have increased clarity and vitality, and it's given me a joy of life.
Bob Linden, the celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio, recently launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day on June 21st, with a festival that included the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World conference. The Los Angeles-based television station KTLA reported on this special event in their evening news. Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited as the guest of honor, and although her busy schedule did not permit her to personally attend, she graciously shared her insights about society's advancement toward ideal moral values through an inspirational video message.
There was a time when humans killed other humans even just to eat. Now, doing so is a crime. We call it murder. People killing people, the most heinous crime of all crimes. Today, people kill animals to eat. But now, humanity is being called to an even more elevated and compassionate moral level of conduct. A future day is dawning where killing animals, too, shall be called a crime.
Distinguished guests also had some questions about veganism for Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose responses were delivered by representatives of our association.
World peace starts with ourselves. We must first cultivate ourselves, then take care of our family, then we can govern our country and pacify the world. And the lifestyle of a vegan diet is most peaceful.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's elevating remarks resonated with many conference participants.
I think what Master had to say was critically important because she not only touched on the importance of global warming, but on all the other areas of alcohol consumption and drugs and all of those things that are really killing people.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for being a leader, a spiritual leader, and then she actually has a vision for everybody to being living a peaceful life on this earth.
We also convey our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her illuminating encouragement for all to take the life-saving action of being veg. We can't wait to see the day when all life flourishes in a carefree Eden on Earth.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for a full rebroadcast of this conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles on Words of Wisdom.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a marvelous world. In animal news, an orangutan and a dog make best of friends. As soon as they saw each other 2 years ago, Surya, the orangutan, and Roscoe, the blue tick hound, were instant companions. Roscoe had followed a staff member to the Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species, or tigers, in South Carolina, United States. Afterwards, Roscoe was cared for and given a home there. Now the two close companions enjoy time together swimming, going for walks, or just relaxing. Surya even shares some of his monkey treats with Roscoe. Their loving bond has drawn the attention of U.S.-based National Geographic and famous U.S. talk show host Oprah Winfrey. You warm our hearts, Surya and Roscoe. What a sweet example of caring friendship. May you have many happy years basking in each other's tender company.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Antifreeze.
Simpleton went to a garage and asked a mechanic for a pint of antifreeze. Yes, we have it, sir. But what sort of car do you have? No, it's not for a car. It's for me to drink it, so I don't have to buy an overcoat this winter.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Atef watched Piece It Together, a cross-cultural youth program on enlightening entertainment on Supreme Master Television. This program featured a camp in British Columbia, Canada, where Palestinian, Israeli, and Canadian youths come together for mutual understanding and filmmaking.
I heard about that camp. It's supported here by the government. Thank you for that one. Atif from Jordan.
Sharing Atif, this camp provides a unique opportunity for young people to transcend differences and get to know one another. We pray that there will be many such situations for young people to rejoice in their shared humanity. With Allah's blessings to you and all the peace-loving people of Jordan.
In response to requests concerning the recent unrest in Iran, that she prays for the country, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her profound anguish and sympathy. She said, I'm deeply sorrowed by the pain, suffering, and loss of lives, and pray for peace, tolerance, and harmony to be fostered and maintained between people of different opinions in Iran, as well as in the whole world. Our deepest gratitude, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your love and care for people throughout the world. We respectfully join you in prayers that people in Iran and the entire earth shall live in friendship and goodwill.
Do you have your heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the light of the divine illuminate your path in life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Venezuela's Aragua State inaugurates the country's first coordination center for people with disabilities to serve the affected population and to foster new policies for their greater access and care.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas meets with Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud to discuss peace efforts in the Middle East and establishment of a Palestinian state.
A campaign to eliminate polio in Afghanistan is providing immunizations throughout 19 provinces to 4.3 million children.
China and Ireland celebrate the 30-year anniversary of establishment of diplomatic ties, with the leaders of the two countries exchanging congratulatory messages.
Australia donates nearly $800,000 for testing the North Vam Nol water control system in southern O Lac, or Vietnam's Yen Yang province, to help consolidate its water management operations.
Lebanese Shia Muslim and Druze political leaders Hassan Nasrallah and Walid Jumblat meet for the first time in 3 years, pledging cooperation for the peaceful progress of their country.
The tiny town of Laura in Queensland hosts Australia's oldest and largest biennial Aboriginal dance festival, drawing thousands in celebration of the country's rich indigenous cultures.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of Higher Education, Dr. Khalid Mohammed Al-Ankari, meets with Turkey's Council President of Higher Education, Yusuf Ziya Ozkan, to further their country's scholarly cooperation.
Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping makes a 5-day trip to the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region to support harmonious relations with ethnic minorities and encourage sustainable development.
Syria's Minister of Irrigation, Mr. Nader al-Bouni, announced his country's intention to increase the flow of the Euphrates River, allowing more water to reach Iraq so as to ease drought conditions there.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.